XCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Law enforcement helicopters with heat-seeking technology are flying over the mountains near the city of Coeur d'Alene in northern Idaho. The choppers, along with police, the FBI, and ATF agents on the ground, are searching for the shooter or shooters who killed two firefighters in an apparent ambush as they responded to a fire this afternoon. Coonte County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We now have two deaths. We have an unknown amount of casualties. We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain. We might have civilians that are stuck or in shock on that mountain.
It's been a long weekend of negotiations in the Senate over President Trump's budget bill. Republican leaders are racing to pass it, get it back to the House for final approval, and then to the president to sign by July 4th. Most Republicans support it. All Democrats oppose it, including Illinois' Dick Durbin.
We need four senators to step up and say, stop this train.
Idaho Republican Mike Crapo.
Only in Washington, D.C. is the refusal to raise your taxes an increase in the deficit. And we're not going to let that happen.
The bill contains about $3.8 trillion in tax cuts. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul said today he'll vote no, joining North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, who also said today he isn't going to run for a third term. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He has been very vocal about why he's been opposed to the bill, but he has also made the argument that he has done the homework and that he's not going to vote for something that could potentially hurt people in his state.
President Trump tells Fox he likely will not need to extend the pause he placed on tariffs on imports from many countries.
Send him a letter, a very fair letter, saying, congratulations, we're going to allow you to trade in the United States of America. You're going to pay a 25% tariff, or 20%, or 40 or 50%.
A big pride parade in Seattle today. There were pride events around the country, but the biggest, as always, was in New York.
I feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now, especially because of all the legal setbacks right now in court as well. And by a community, we are showing that we will not disappear.
Get ready for a hot 4th of July, says CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Of course, with July 4th on Friday, the heat builds with 90s. Many of us will feel between 100 and 105. That's really for the eastern two-thirds of the country.
And as we've been reporting, the top story of the hour, two firefighters have been shot and killed in northwestern Idaho in an apparent ambush. Police are still looking for the shooter or shooters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now I'm waiting for the day it takes me back, back to Birmingham.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
It's Saturday night, and you made it to the after-hour show here on MagSync Radio, spreading local sounds that you can hear with your own ears across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here with a two in a row from a band that you just love to see in person at Atwood Fest on July 27th, the Parker Barrow. This hour's celebration of local stuff that you can hear at Atwood Avenue is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There in Sun Prairie, Monona, and on Livingston Street in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. We keep the Atwood Fest festing with another band that opens on Sunday Fun Day. It's Steely Dane on Sunday the 27th. And you know Joey B. Banks will be on that drum kit. Here's Hey 19 in the after hours of MagSync Radio. Steely Dane on MagSync Radio, of course, at Atwood Fest. We just checked in with the Civic Media Radio Telegraph, and we have a new message. You can send us a message, too. Use that Civic Media app. There's a little button down there. You can communicate whatever way you want to. Jane in Madison asked, what happened to Rain Stern? I don't know. I think she's out in L.A., but why not play a song? Maybe she'll materialize over here in Wisconsin. Let's play one now in the after hours of MagSync Radio.
You look so good. Stop in my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I'd even give a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember.
truly care that this world needs. You know, people just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes that you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world together. Yeah, we'll see better weather.
work on Max Inc. Radio. It was a great show at the Memorial Union Terrace last night, which was Friday night. You know, in case unless today is Sunday, then you think that Friday was 2 days ago. Or maybe you're listening to us on the podcast, which I don't know what time it is on your timeline. But either way, you missed that show. You can see him again on 731 or 81 at the Mile of Music in Appleton. That's the place where I'm going to go see them live. Next, though, we're going to go to break. And then the Magic Conch is going to take us there. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
upside down, feeling like you don't belong. Celebrate the motion of the underground to the tune of a different kind of song. Under the impression that we're doomed to fall, coming from a different point of view. Sipping on a little bit of alcohol just to see those eyes of other.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the weekend, from an island on the edge of the world, out of
I met a girl down on the corner of 4th and Pearl.
Went to break, and then Frank Martin Bush brought us back. One was a solo song, and the other was with that mighty Wheelhouse. If you missed them on the terrace, the show was so good, and I didn't know there was like 200 people there. It was just simply amazing. See Wheelhouse again on 8-2 in Belleville Music Festival on 9-19 in Middleton at Capital Brewery. Right now, I'm not sure where else you can see them this summer, so jot those two shows down. Or see Frank Martin Bush on 6-28 in Rockland, Wisconsin at the Vault. Or wait, that's happening right now. Or 629 in Wisconsin Rapids. Maybe that's a better choice. Or in the Dells on 7-2. New Rome on 7-5. So many shows for Mr. Frank Martin Bush. The connections we make together with the local sounds and the live shows are powered in this half hour by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen is in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Kyle Magda and the Monsoons continue this local music extravaganza. That is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Not far from me, I lost in my head. I lost in my head. Evening lost in my head. Take me to a place I know. Lead me to the stage. I can see my puppet self. I'll tell you about the way. To create, I get lost in my head. I get lost in my head. A quiet child, afraid to raise my hand. I'm just wasted gold, a glimpse of what could be. Is this I'm just wasted gold? Guess we'll wait and see. Lead me to the stage.
Kelsey Miles is next on Max Inc. Radio. It's because she's live at Atwood Fest. Yep, that's why, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right, we plowed through hour number one of the After Hours show. If you're listening on cassette, this is where you flip it over from side A to side B. And we'll continue to bring you the local stuff right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. Yeah, well, I tried to change you, but what's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tired of the honky tonking around. You're pretty low, all tuned up and I'm ready to go. So come on, baby, I'm Carolina bound. Oh, guitar, let's go. Yeah. Well, you know I bet because you turned me down. You thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Guitar, we're gonna be gone, we're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, having a sing time. Hey, well, the guitar's singing and they're talking pretty loud. Sure feels good to get away from your crowd. I'm headed south to where I know a gal named Dinah. Hey, these creeks don't rise and the winds stay fair. It won't be long until I get there. My hometown in the state of North Carolina.
Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least two people are dead as police in Northwest Idaho deal with an active shooter at Canfield Mountain. Law enforcement said they have discovered a deceased male with a firearm nearby. Here's Courtney County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We now have two deaths. We have an unknown amount of casualties. We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain.
Helicopters are up over the area with heat-seeking technology. The situation is made more difficult since firefighters are also there battling a wildfire, something cops say they had to stop doing due to the active shooter. KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo is in Coeur d'Alene with more.
Where I am at, where our crew is at, we cannot see any active flames. However, when I was driving from I-90, you could definitely see that smoke in the sky. You know, until the suspect or suspects are found and located,